who addresses the problem that the Beis Yosef has on the tour. Correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so what is it? Let's take the tour then. What is the tour today?
The tour? Should we get the tour?
Yeah.
What sinner was it? Shabbat Chamisha B'Shisha. The low history.
What up is that?
In the tour, I mean the new tour, it's just Reish Chav Zayin. It's I guess Sif Yud Beis in the Shulchan Aruch.
Reish Chav Vav or Reish Chav Zayin?
Reish Chav Zayin.
Okay.
It's like.
Hold on a second. That's
massive. Mocha or just mocha?
The Hecha Shemacha.
Where is it roughly? Where in the middle of the big?
It's Shemacha Lo Shava Chamisha B'Shisha.
Yes, got it.
Okay, so this is Rav Chista's case. So he sold something worth 5 for 6.
This is Rav Chista's case.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
V'lo hispik lahar oso ad she'amad b'shmona.
Right, that's the case. Okay, go ahead.
Afal pisha chazer l'din bitul mekach itza mocher.
Right.
Afilu hachi ena yachal achzer bo. Right, because he loved
it. Because of Rav Chista's halacha.
Because of Elav Donisam.
Right. Velo od.
Velo od. Ela shechayev litin lokeach ha'echad. Shere nikne ha'mekach u'brashus lokeach hukar.
Here we go. Here we go. So the question is, now you have Rabbeinu Yonah's question. So why do you have to say that what? That the mocha can't be torn because it's lived on Nisan. It can't be torn anyways because it's Bershusa Hukar.
Right.
It's Bershusa Hukar.
That you can answer, he's holding like the Yesh Omrim.
That what? That's the Mafreya.
Well, the way we learned through Yesh Omrim was that's
not a Mafreya.
Right, but still.
So there's a time that they even though it's time to disaster, they still both exist.
You're right. And he basically has an option to buy it at 5.
Right.
And therefore, he gets that Revach is his, but there's still a Na.
Okay.
Okay, so then basically, that's kind of what the Beis Yosef says, I think. Is that he's possibly okay. Like. Should we read the Beis Yosef?
Yeah.
Right, they're attacking the Beis Yosef. That's the Drisha and the Pilbel Herf, they're attacking the Beis Yosef. But,
right.
So Beis Yosef says, Perek Sfina, Hodom Rav Chista, Machal Oshav Chamisha B'Shisha, V'Hukruv Amdo Hashmona, Minas Ana Lokech, Lokech Yachal Asubo, V'lo Mocher, Kosov HaRosh, V'Meni Lokech Rotzel Asubo, Toveo Naso Men HaMocher, Yesh Om Shetzarech Lasu, Lo Naso, V'Kivan Sh'im Tava Kodem Shukru, HaTzarech Lasu, Lo Na, Gam Ata Kishahukru, V'Shis Bidei Yachar, The Rabbi Ben Yonazal, Kosov, Shein Yachal Tvo Naso, the Kivan Shah Yachal Achzabo, Lonis Kaya Mekach Ad Ato, the Eina Ma'ana Yachal Tvo Naso, El Kishisha Mono Bishosha Mekach Miskayim. The Yod Dikti Miloshan Atam Shas Ram Chistel Dvar Bechul. Now, this is Rabbi Ben Yosef. Yavagaf the Mashma Devre Rosh, the Dite and Noto Das Rabbi Ben Yonah, Sosom Rabbeinu, Sosom Rabbeinu Dvarov, Kedivre Yish Omer.
This is a big problem.
Why?
Because why should it switch?
And why should the Torah go against the Rosh and go like the Yesh Omrim? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not really the Dvar of Yesh Omrim. We shouldn't stop it like Tamayim. He held like them.
Yeah, but and then they're going to have the problem with the Rabbeinu Yonah's Kasha.
Right, but the Yesh Omrim can answer that question.
You mean we? we help them answer the question.
Right, we help the Yishomrim, but we're assuming that's what they held, right?
I understand, but you can't project our answer for everybody. On the surface of Akasha.
Okay.
Okay, so what does the Pupur Charis to say? He says there's all things no Akasha altogether.
Right. Do you want to just see it in the Drisha? Is it the same person or two different people? I'm assuming different people.
The Drisha and the Pupur Charis?
Yeah, they're different. I'm assuming because it's like the same question, the same style of asking it.
I don't know.
So you want to see in the Pilpul Harifta?
Yes.
It's a little shorter there, so.
It is shorter and clearer.
Yeah. Ulid Rav Chista. So, this whole thing is according to Rav Chista. Abo didon de'ein yachal lachzor v'niskayim ha-mekach moder ben yonah de'yachal etvo anaso. But according to us, we pass like Rav Nasan. So the mekach is kaim right away because you can't be chozer on it. So mekaim right away.
Radish dos.
So moder of the Rabbeinu Yona is that you could be tevela non-art in a case if it starts off at ish dos. Shirevishash is kaim mekach hayona because the mekach was kaim right away and there was ona. Vizen nearly tamo taimo shahator b'simon reish chav zayin the kasuv kesvaras yishomim who writes like the svar of the yishomim v'nidchak beis Yosef. The Tom Lamalo Kasuk as far as Rabbeinu Yona and the Beis Yosef is Dochak. Well, he's trying to figure out why he paskins against Rabbeinu Yona.
There's no problem altogether.
Yeah, right. Ulechinim Dochak Lefisha Tor Kasuk Dvar L'Didan because the Torah is right according to us. The Kaim Lundi Bishtus in the Yachalaser Hamanev and Nimsa Shemekach Kaim Yad V'Yesh Bona Ubeze Af Rabbeinu Yona Hachisurle V'Ze Pasha Beinai V'Yesh Bekitzer Gamkein.
I think we have to go with him.
Who, the Pilpul Charifta?
I think so, yeah, because it makes too much sense. You say, I mean...
No, I cannot reckon. I have a kash on him. I have a kash on him, the way he's learning the Torah. I don't think you learn the Torah this way.
Why not?
Because the Torah says, Afal pi shechazer ledin bito mekach itza mocher. He's learning, if you hold like a shtus Rav Nasan, he's learning Rav Nasan means it's kona right away, and then it's kima mekach, and it can be tevea del na. But then the Torah makes no sense, because what does he mean? It's chozer mekach, lios betel mekach, etzel mocher. No, the deal was done, it was finished. What's he talking about? The Torah makes no sense.
Why didn't he lav do nisan then?
Yeah, why didn't he lav do nisan? It's just the whole Torah doesn't read. The Torah shouldn't be bringing down this Rav Chista, according to us, we pass him like Rav Nasan, in the case of a shtus, because the Torah's case is a shtus case.
Stus case is a
Stus
case.
Right, and if we pass like Rav Nasan, that's it, it's Mekach Kaim already, according to the Pilpul Charifta, that's what he wants in the Torah. So then why do you need to bring in Afal Pi Shechazer Ledin Bitul Mekach Eitz Amocher? What do you mean? It's not Chazer Ledin Bitul, it's over, the deal's done, according to us, right?
Because it's Kana.
Yeah, so apparently it's not so simple to learn the Torah that way.
Good point. Hold on a second. In other words, he doesn't really mean that the mocha could be mevatel mekach. It's like a would-be case.
So what's he lav do nisan?
He says he lav do nisan?
Well, Torah doesn't actually say he lav do nisan.
He doesn't say it.
Right, but he does say Afal Pi Shechazer Ledin Bitul Mekach Eitz Lamocher.
Yeah.
But maybe the Torah is holding like Rashi. That's the same lashon that Tosfos uses for Rashi. Even the Rashi Pasuk like Rav Nasan on Eshtus, he holds that. You know, it's chazul din bitul mechaitz or mocher because he has a
claim. But then he says clearly, he says, Share nikna mekach. He does say nikna mekach or b'shus lokeach hooker. He does say that. You have it both ways.
Keep on it.
nit mehr nagach.
I know, this is the first part, though, right? So, Amar Rava, Hilchos Ashtus, Kanamachzer Anam. So, Rava's paskening, Lechora, at least like Rashlan, is like Rav Nasan, right? So, Persha Kuntras, Kana Bal Karcha, okay, Rav Nasan, the Besamach, right? So, the Rava's paskening, like Rav Nasan, Lefiza, Pachas Mishtas, La'alta Avim Mechila. And since that's the case, you're forced to say that it must be La'alta, based on the Gemara earlier. And that's why there's a difference between those two cases. Okay, fine. So it's mashma that we pass in like Rav Nasan because you see the Gemara holds Alta and Mechila, which is like Rav Nasan.
Okay.
So now the Gemara says that, like Rava is this and this, these two cases of Echdesh Yira. So and now you can't be going on Pachas Mishtus because that's La'alter. So Iser Mishtus, Yasa Mishtus, Ushtus Kai. So it's referring to the case of Yasa Mishtus and Shtus. They're both based
that's
on.
That's what you have, Achiyara.
Right, Achiyara. The law of Pachas Mishtus, right, and it's not going to case of Pachas Mishtus because that would be La'alter. The Rava, okay, this is the key, right, this is the key part. The Rava, so Rava who passes like Rav Nasan, Isle Shaper de Rav Chista. So he still has very good the case of Rav Chista, the Gamar Perkas Fina. Machar lo shava hei bivav. And it goes up to 8. Lokech yachal lachsebo v'lo mocher. Kivan shehukar b'chdesh yara. Since it went up to 8 in the within the time frame of chdesh yara. Shezehu zman shelokech yachal tvo naso. This is the time frame. This is a shtus. Right? It's a time frame. At a shtus, it's a time frame where the lokech has the right to be tovea his own nashtos, v'hukar al bitl mekach, and it went up to the point of bitl mekach, l'kach lokeach yachalach zibo, therefore, only the lokeach has the right to be chozer, because if he loved Onisan. V'l'kach ka'amar amdu al ches, v'lo ka'amar amdu al zayin, she'ein zeh bitl mekach, and therefore, the case is very good that it says it went up to 8, because if it had only gone up to 7, it wouldn't have been bitl mekach itzel the mocher, because we paskin according to Rashi like Rav Nasan, and therefore if it was just going up to a shtus from 6 to 7, it wouldn't have been a bitl mekach because there's no yadal yona. So therefore, it's very good why the Gemara of Chista had to pick a case where it went up from 6, it went up to 8, went up from 5 to 8, not to 7.
Okay, but let me understand the more basic idea. You're saying by shtus it's kono and it's mazrano. So we're saying, so Mazrono is a separate schus that Lokeach has.
Right.
And he has a time Achiyara Latagar.
Right.
If he overrides the time, so then he lost his schus.
Right.
But why should it be that schus that he has, Kadesha Yaral, that he could be Toveyas or no, should work against him? I mean, why? He's Kona because of the schus. He's Kona, and now he has a right to be Toveya or no. So why should the right to be Toveya or no prevent the Kenyan from being chal? I don't understand that.
Right.
That sounds like a crazy svara. Take a look at the marshal.
The marshal.
Yeah.
Ratzalomar. V'chosam lo havekim shtus maos. And over there, in that case, they only start off as just mos, kid la'el. Ubishtus for your leila rava, de kana bakarcho.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Further? I don't have further.
Hold on one second.
That's good. That's how we're explaining it. But you have to say that onashtus keeps the mekach, it prevents the mekach from being kayim, or else the whole...
But
the,
what does he say? Hold on a second.
Okay. I'm a rabbi kibin shigur this year. Nearby inai svarazu hi migum gemes. Ma'od. Oh, I see. Okay. Veles dechashla lo harif lo harash. Visfirle de lo kaimelon kerv chista. El mikol makom ikin afkuse b'hadar of chista l'inyin bitul mekach. Right. You see the Maharam, Rebbe?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay, it's good. I think it's a very good spot. A question like that is, if you say Kano Machzer or not, right, you can look at it like the Kenyan's Chal right away. It's a perfectly wonderful Kenyan. And Lokech is supposed to be Tavez or not. Fine. And if he's Tavez or not, great. If he doesn't, then he's Mohol or not. Or you can look at that. It's like the way Rebbe Yehuda Nasi looks at Kano Machzer or not. Is that means the Kenyan really isn't completed. It's not done. There's a schus of lokeach to rework the deal at the current prices, at fair market prices. But that's determined at what are current fair market prices, whatever the current prices are when he exercises his schus. So until he either...
There's nothing about reworking the deal. He has a right to be tavayez ona.
But what's the...
What kind of reworking the deal?
Well, the ona is dependent of what the ona is dependent upon.
Yeah, in other words, he has a schus to be tavei ona.
Well, I'm saying that it's not. No,
you're using the language that we used in a different case.
For the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, for the Yad Elyona.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. I'm saying that's it's making this toast.
But that's not. What does that go to do with being tavei ona?
But because maybe that's how you can learn. Even Rav Nosson agrees that that's how...
Yeah, but that's a crazy way to learn. it doesn't make any sense. Because the Shpeshtus is Kana, and I'm Kana, and now I have a right to be Tavei Ma'anor. Why should the fact that I have a right to be Tavei Ma'anor be Marech the deal? It's a separate schus.
Okay, he says, "Ratzlomer the Hashem lo havekiim shtus maus." So the case of Rav Chista is really shtus maus. Kidleil, ubishtus filei the Rava the kana bal karcho, umachzer ana vein echem hem yachal achzibo. So lechora it's a problem, right? Because how could the lokech be even chozer? Where does he get this chutz from? According to nothing, even lokech can't be chozer.
Right.
The Tirtzu, the Shofar Sava Rava Kriv Chista. He really does all the Kriv Chista. The Hossam have a time and a machine to be so sheer that have a Yachal Akech with Tvoa Naso, who Kriv Amad al Sheer Bittel Mekach. So now it's all of a sudden a case of Bittel Mekach. That's Shneem Chosrim. Lekach have a ki ilu have a mitchila haona ki Sheer Bittel Mekach. Hilkach Yachal Akech lachzibo. The Afa Mocher ha yibedin shiuchal lachzibo lav di omele al Akech ilav di onisani.
Why could Lokech be chozer?
Because once it's Bittul Mekach, Shneem Yachol Machzer Bo. It's like Bittul Mekach Eitz L'Mocher, now Shneem Yachol Machzer Bo, now Lokech can exercise that schus. Lokech can't
get Bittul
Mekach.
It just doesn't make any sense, especially in the Torah where it says he's Kana.
Yeah, that Torah is the last part of the Torah is a little difficult. But he's... The last part of the Torah is a little hard, but the Torah is...
I think it's a little hard. I think it's very hard.
Yes.
And in Svara, it doesn't make any sense. Because in Svara, you're saying Kana. Except the guy has a right to be Tovei or no. I mean, that's plain shot. So why should his right to be Tovei or no be Marach the deal? I mean, that's just doesn't make sense. I mean, the Topula Charista, what he's saying, makes 100% sense. And I think the Torah is just using that language. I don't think he really means it.
Okay, what about this Tosfos, though? Don't you have to learn this Tosfos?
Marshall didn't.
Marshall says all things Megumgum. You saw that?
Yeah, I saw that. But I mean, Tosfos wrote it. I mean, he's not saying it's not bad Girsa. He's just...
And he's saying it's all Megumgum. I mean, all things doesn't make any sense. See the Tosfos. Is if we learn this way, maybe it's another way of learning. That Tosfos learns that it's kana, the king is chal. But now he has a schus to be mochel zono, to be tovei zono, the way Tatz Kadesh Yagalataga, let it expire. Right?
Okay.
But he's learning that this psak of necessity involves a shame on awe. In other words, it's one psak. It's a psak of kona. And then it's not an extraneous thing that is Yochel with Zohar and Hasso, but the concept that there's a law in this deal, there's a Shem on in this deal, is part of the Tzak. Because that's the Tzak. He's Kona, and then we deal with Ono. But the Shem on is an intrinsic part of the Tzak. So now, what happens is, he waits. And he goes up to Shmona. By the time he goes up to Shmona, there's no Tzias Ono. Because there is no Ono. So it comes out, Lamafreya, the whole psak is in this bottle.
Mm-hmm. Now you're saying that the Chazar Sona is part of like the full deal.
Yeah.
Like it's Kona, but he has to return the Ona. And until he returns Ona, you can't say the deal's like done.
Right.
So you mean it's relevant if the price changes before the Chazar Sona. But it's not, it's part of the deal. It's part of the Kiyam Mekach is the Chazar Sona.
Right, the Shem Ona. So now when he goes to the Tovei Ona, there is no Ona. So it's Nispar Da'achavila. The whole thing is completely the Mafreya. Nisaka. But that's why I think the Marshal says that nobody holds like that. It's a wild shot. But what Tosfos would have a strange way of justifying Rava and Rav Chisda.
How's it work out?
Yeah, how would it work out? Would work out that the deal was Nispardo. And now the Mocher has a right to be Tovei Ono But since he gained that through an Averoi Lavdo Nisan, so that Schus, he doesn't have that Schus, and it goes back to the original Mount to Ascholas Akinyan, that it was Nikna and Isaviano.
So what?
I'm saying the Mekach is Niskayim.
You're saying it is Niskayim. So then why do we care if the value of the object goes up?
Because there's no Tzvius on all. In this Pesach, the Pesach maintains the Tzvius on all. And since by the time he gets around to it, there's no onor, so tzias onor is lost as a part of the psak. So the whole psak is like it never happened.
Uh-huh. You mean it's like ochre, the original psak?
It's ochre, the original psak, because the original psak is totally in the shem onor. So therefore, I would say that the mocher. Therefore, I would have to say that the lokeach can't be kaveh ano anymore. Only the mocher could be kaveh ano.
Well, it's bittul mekach. Now it's bittul mekach, right?
Right.
So now you'd say shnei michol machzibo.
No, well, not shneihem, unless you want to say.
Well, bittul mekach is shneihem, right?
I mean, because of bittul mekach.
Right. So shnei michol machzibo. I mean, you have to. Explain how the Lokech is going to get this chus of Bittul Mekach, right?
Why do you have to say that? Maybe he doesn't have any chus of Bittul Mekach.
Well, Rav Chisda says the Lokech Yachal Achzabo.
Where did he say that?
In Baba Basra. No, that's the statement. Your Lokech is Yachal Achzabo Veina Mocher.
Yes, but how does that work?
Right.
In other words, I'm saying that Taitis is learning the works in a strange way. That the way it works is that the reason why Lokech is Yochel Achzibo is because really, in truth, you should say that now that Lokech doesn't have a tiny of an awe, so the whole thing is but Lamafreya, or Psak. Now the only one that should be able to be Toveya is the Mocha. But if I say that, it's going to come out to Lavdo Nisan. So that's why the Chacham said you go back to the beginning of the Mecher and you treat it as if there is an Or.
You treat it Lahal as if?
There is an Or and the Lokech is Yochel Achzibo.
But if there's an Or, a Shtus, then Lokech can't be Chozer because we hold like Rav Nasan. He can only be get his an Or back. How could he be chosen on the whole deal?
Oh, but that's because Rav Chisda is going according to Rav Nasan.
Isn't the Tos trying to explain how Rav Chisda goes according to Rav Nasan?
That's right, but now according to Rav Nasan, it'll come out that he's Kana and he's Masa Ono.
Yeah, but he's saying that it's not Kana and Masa Ono. When it goes up to 8, the Lokeach can be Mevatel the deal. You can't get
right.
Back.
That when it goes up, that when it goes up to eight, what does Taisa say?
Vilokech is Yachal Achzibo.
Read Taisa once more.
Okay, he says V'Rava Isle Shaper de Rav Chisda. So Rava who passes like Rav Nasan holds very good at Rav Chisda. The Kamar Perkasvina Machlo Shavahi Bevav. Lokeach Yachol Lachzibo v'lo Mocher.
Right, not the Mocher.
Right, but to be chozer, Lokeach has to be chozer on the deal. Right, Kivan Shukr Bechdeshi Yarech Shazer Zman Shalokeach Yachol Itzvo Naso v'hukr al Bittul Mekach Lekach Lokeach Yachol Lachzibo v'lekach Kamar Amdu al Ches v'lekamar Amdu al Zayin she'en zeh Bittul Mekach. Why do you say, if you don't say that last point, that it goes back to the original deal, But the psak included or not. Now that it goes up to 8, there's no not. That whole original psak is no good. So now you have to look at this situation. Now it's basically something that was worth 8 that was sold for 6. So it's really bitul mekach etzel the mocher, right? So shnei michol nachsebo. Since it's bitul, the mocher gets ripped off. Both the mocher and lekach have the right to be chosen a deal. It's like a mekach taos. The only thing is, only the lekach retains the schus because the mocher loses his schus of bitul mekach because he lavdo nisanin. So it comes out very good how even though it starts off at a shtus, it ends up with the lekach having a schus bitul mekach.
Me without saying that you go back to the beginning of the deal.
Yeah, basically the original psak gets wiped out because there's no anah. Now you end up with, now you have a current psak of 6 for 8, which is bitul mekach. The only thing is the schus bitul mekach hates of the mocher, since it originated from a chet, he loses.
I would go with that.
So maybe that's the tor also.
I would go with that. But it is a novel pshat.
Yeah, I mean, it's against everybody else. Because
it will come out that the guy's schus works against him.
Not really. Well, in the end of the day, it doesn't, because he lobbed on his son. He prevents that, no?
Yeah, but that's something else. But intrinsically, it works against him.
It's true, but even if you learn Rav Chisda straight, like regular, it's because of Yadal Yona and he has a Schus Chazara, so then the deal is not Kayim and the thing can go up. And you couldn't.
I understand, but we pass like Rav Nassim.
Right.
And Taisus is going like Rav Nassim.
Right. Right, oh, you're saying the Schus of Kano Mahzor no works against him.
Right.
Yeah. Right, it's true, but I mean.
That's why I think the Mashal says it's Megumim, not with all the guys. Because nobody holds I just want to review once more how we're learning. It's a very novel shot. That we're learning that really, at the moment, it's Kono and he has his chus of Mazar Ono. But part of the psak is the shame on awe is in the deal. Now when it's hukah, there's no more shame on awe, so there's only a schus vis-a-vis the mocher of bitul mekach. And since he has a schus bitul mekach, so now the lekach also has a schus bitul mekach. But because of Ilav Don Nisan, we retain the schus bitul mekach et the lekach.
Right, it only is going to work the way Tosas learned Shneim Yichol Nachsebo. Right, the whole Sfar of Rabbeinu Yonah that the schus of the Ma'an is based on the schus of the Misana.
Right.
But Tosas doesn't learn that way. Tosas learns because it's right. I mean, it's good for Tosas that Shneim Yichol Nachsebo because it's like a Mekach Tos.
Right,
that makes sense. Right, the other way you couldn't even learn this way.
And that's what Tosas says. It had to go up to 8.
Right, it has to go up to 8 because now it's Bitul Mekach and both of them could be Choser.
And now we take away the schus chazor of the mocha because of Yilav Don Nisan.
Right.
But it's a very, very strange shot.
Right. But isn't there...
Very strange shot because it comes out that, the plain shot is there was kana. And it's finalized. And now, extraneous to that is the schus anah. If that anah is gone, so fine. But he's learning, it's one wrapped up shot. One sock. Yes. The Mispa Shana Machayovo. It's not a very big one, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting, and this is the way he learns all the
studies. Yeah, right. It's a halachic Ramban. It's pretty halachic, right?
Yeah, very halachic.